are tuned in to Radio Pawikan, powered by Radio Lola at 97.5 MHz.
Welcome to Radio Pawikan. In today's episode, we take a look at grave children's rights violations committed by the current Marcos Jr. administration and his predecessor, Rodrigo Duterte. Children are afforded special protections under international humanitarian law, especially in the context of civil war. At least 122 children, including a one-year-old, have been killed during Duterte's war on drugs in the Philippines. In the first 6 months of the Marcos Jr. administration, there have been at least 12 children and minors killed, including the case of brothers Ben, 15 years old, and Raven, 12 years old, who were killed by the AFP's 94th Infantry Battalion last year in Himamaylan City, Negros Occidental, in what is now known as the Fausto Massacre. Today, we are joined by Kakoni Ledesma, head of the NDFP Special Office for the Protection of Children and member of the NDFP Peace Negotiating Panel. Kakoni, can you introduce yourself for our listeners?
I'm Connie Ledesma. I am a member of the negotiating panel of the National Democratic Front of the Philippines, and I am also the head of the Special Office for the Protection of Children of the National Democratic Front of the Philippines.
Can you tell us more about the Special Office for the Protection of Children? What is its purpose and what are its functions?
Well, the Special Office is actually a part of the responsibility of the negotiating panel of the NDF. And it is to because first of all, we have to realize that the children in the Philippines belong to the majority of children, the large majority of children are among the oppressed sectors, belong to the oppressed sectors of Philippine society. And because they are, most of them belong to workers, peasants, their parents would be fisher folk, among the oppressed sectors. And so this is becomes the obligation also of the National Democratic Front, and also in the People's Government, which is part of what the NDF is building, to protect the rights of children, because they are also abused, they are exploited, they are oppressed. And so the National Democratic Front of the Philippines set up the Special Office for the Protection of Children, and also came up with a declaration and program of action for the rights, protection, and welfare of children.
What are some of the examples of the Marcos and Duterte government's violations of children's rights in the context of the ongoing civil war in the Philippines?
Actually, there are a lot of violations of children's rights. And there used to be an office before, the Joint Monitoring Committee, which was set up by the as part of the implementation of the Comprehensive Agreement on Respect for Human Rights and International Humanitarian Law. And the Joint Monitoring Committee was supposed to monitor the implementation of what we call now the CARIL. And part of the implementation was setting up an office where people could come up with their complaints on the violations of the CARIL. And a lot of the complaints received actually by the government of the Republic of the Philippines were violations of children's rights. Either children that would be killed because of bombings or raids in their barrios. And there are, for example, even, and these violations have been going on. And if you look at it presently now, the latest big violations that took the nation's attention were, for example, the story of Baby River, who was born and very sickly, very because there was no prenatal care for his mother, who was in prison. And 3 days after he was born, he was removed from his mother. No matter how the lawyers tried to have the baby stay with the mother, which is the natural right of any baby to be with his mother, Baby River was removed. And the baby did not and could not get the proper care of his mother. He died when he was 3 months old. And another big case also is the case of Baby Marx. Baby Marx is the son of two NPA members in Negros. When he was born, his mother gave him to some friends to take care of. And he was 2 months old when the military raided the home of these friends and snatched the baby, kidnapped the baby from the family that was taking care of him and put him under the care of the social welfare department of in Escalante in Negros, because they say that it is the baby of an NPA. Basically, kidnapping Baby Marx was to try to get the parents to surrender. Baby Marx is already 3 years old. From the time he was kidnapped, his parents, through different means, were trying to get him, get the military to release him and give him to his grandparents. His grandparents were also working and trying to get him to get him out of the hands of the military. This is really a violation. The child has been growing up not in a home, but under a department, a government department. And all the efforts up to now has not resulted in his freedom. He is the youngest political prisoner, if you want to look at it that way. A few months ago, his mother was killed in an ambush. And even then, the military would not give Baby Marx to his grandparents. So those are that just shows you this is just one example of the many other examples that have been happening. Sometimes we don't even know because the peasants in the countrysides are afraid even to tell the story of what happens to their children. And so the example of Baby Marx, the example of Baby River, these are just some prominent example, the tip of the iceberg, if you'd like to put it that way.
And why should the U.S. Marcos and U.S. Duterte regimes be indicted for their war crimes, specifically because of their grave violations of children's rights in the context of war?
You know, if we do not indict them, if we do not bring out these violations of international humanitarian law, this will continue unabated. The world has to know what they are doing. They know the victims that are children and all victims of international humanitarian law, they have a right to justice. And that's why it is important that such a tribunal takes place, that it is important for the world to know that this kind of violations is happening unnoticed by the world. Right now, there is so much attention, which is right, on what's happening in Gaza. And that it deserves all the attention and it deserves all the protests and demands of the peoples of the world to stop the war there. There is also the war in Ukraine. So those are catching the world's attention. But what's happening in the Philippines is also very grave. And it has been happening for decades already. So this having a tribunal to bring this to the attention of the world is a very important step. Because otherwise, it will continue. You see, if the world doesn't know, then there's no pressure. And then the Marcos government can continue and continue and even worsen what it's doing. So that's why holding an international people's tribunal is a very important political action.
Thank you so much, Kakoni. And indeed, the world has to know about these ongoing atrocities of the current Marcos Jr. regime. The International People's Tribunal 2024 is a war crimes tribunal that aims to investigate and address the violations of international humanitarian laws under the U.S.-supported Duterte and Marcos regimes. The tribunal will hear testimonies from victims of these international humanitarian law violations and discuss evidence of the complicity of the United States government in these war crimes. The International People's Tribunal is convened by the International Association of Democratic Lawyers and the Friends of the Filipino People in Struggle. And again, this tribunal is happening on May 17 to 18 in Europe. For more information, please go to the website www.peoplestribunal.ph to register or follow them on social media at People's Tribunal PH on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, and at Tribunal PH 2024 at X, formerly Twitter, for the latest updates.
Schalt dein feministisches Radio Lora ein und stell dein Radio ans Fenster, den Balkon, in den Garten, die Zelle, das Asylzimmer. Reclaim the streets, reclaim the Radio. Auf 97,5 MHz.
That was all for this episode of Radio Pawikan. Thank you for tuning in. See you next week.
Bagelow.